Did you know that sin is a four-letter word? Hang on, Bernie. S-I-N. That's only three letters. Nah. Sin is a four-letter word, and what I mean by that is that for many, it's like a swear word, a dirty word. It's a word that we never utter. It's too confronting, too in your face. After all, it's an old-fashioned word, a judgmental word, a religious word. No one talks like that anymore these days. It's completely irrelevant thinking. Get out of here. That's how most people today think. And yet sin, kind of like pollution of the soul, is slowly killing us. People sometimes wonder, what's my destiny? Where's my life headed? How come it's not coming together? You know, I'm thinking it's because half the time we're swimming against the tide, heading off in this direction when all along God's plan was for us to go in that direction. There's a simple word for that. It's called sin. The literal meaning of that word, the original Greek word used in the New Testament for sin, is this: to miss the mark, or as we might put it today, to miss the whole point. It seems to me that running away from God's plan is exactly that, missing the whole point. No wonder it's not coming together. Let's come back to this pivotal scripture for a moment, Romans chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. God makes people right through their faith in Jesus Christ. He does this for all who believe in Christ. Everyone's the same. All have sinned and are not good enough to share God's divine greatness. Then we're all the same. We've all sinned, and none of us is good enough to share in God's glory. We may not take sin all that seriously these days, but God takes it so seriously that he sends Jesus, his very own son, to die on a cross to break the power of sin over our lives. How are things going for you at the moment? How well are things coming together for you or not? Could it be that you're missing the point? Could it be that sin is robbing you of the plan, the destiny that God has for your life? God makes people right through their faith in Jesus Christ. He does this for all who believe in Christ. That's God's word, fresh for you today.